Blog Talk Radio.
So you're going to be the assistant on the side, telling me what's going on. You can be, you don't have to be on the line. But if I ask, what did he say? Because I can't remember exactly word for word what Bobby Light said.
Okay, I can hear you.
Okay, let me see. Can you hear me, caller?
Yes, can you hear me?
Absolutely.
Oh, I can hear you.
Okay. Let's get this shit going.
You want to get this shit going or what? I'm tired, man.
No time for shit tonight. Work. You couldn't wait for me to get there. You put me so shut up because you'll be the main. Don't let Bobby and everybody start calling in.
Right here.
I saw that he called you a faggot. What did you think of that? You should start posting on Instagram that I'm live. When I go live, you know what I mean?
Okay, I need about 14 chargers in here.
Yeah.
I need to be on the iPad,
on Instagram.
There's two laptop chargers.
No, I don't need it. I was making sure you.
It's loading up faster. I was already up.
Hmm?
This is loading up faster. So I was already up.
Oh. Yeah. Laughing at. Oh, shit. I think I'm gonna do.
I'm sure.
On stools today. So they have been going back and forth. All day. You see? Who's that?
Huh? talking about this?
He went to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Do I like this?
No, I don't like those colors together.
What about on the line? It doesn't look bad. He got hella Instagrams. I don't know which one is what.
Ooh.
I mean, hella Facebook. I'm not gonna try to drag this out though. If it ain't getting hot, then I'm panicked, you know?
I'm a little tired.
Ooh, we're recording live from a secret location. Now, when you're in the building, hashtag here. Bring that live as a joke. That one. Yeah. Get closer. Yeah. All right. All right, all right, all right. Oh, the veil, too. Baby. Attention, everybody. So, I don't plan on being before you long. The number is 563-999-3658. Okay? So, the number is, oh my God, they are still commenting on this. 563-999-3658. So listen, if you guys, I'm trying to get the tea for you right now. I'm trying to get the tea for you right now. Hold on. Okay. So listen. If you have not been on my Instagram or my Facebook page for whatever reason, bitch, that's your fault. But baby, when I tell you, I didn't realize the shit was going to get cranked like the shit got cranked. Okay? I didn't realize the shit was going to get cranked like that. Now, the number is 563-999-3658. So, if you have not been on Instagram on my page, Fly Young Red and Bobby Light have been going at it all day. Literally, I was at work, and I was just like, oh, my God. Like, I can't even focus. I mean, they were wearing it. And I'm going to read some of the tweets from Fly Young Red. I mean, from some of the Instagram posts from Fly Young Red. I'm going to read some of the Instagram from Bobby Light. But first, let me tell you how it happened. So what had happened was, I didn't get it started. This is what happened. Fly Young Red came down to San Francisco. I was going to meet up with him, and
I vlog. It's on my YouTube channel. You guys can go watch the full YouTube at Armand Wiggins. The links and stuff are all on my page or on my Instagram. So what happened was I went to go see Fly Young Red perform. And in the midst of that, we did an impromptu interview. And it was some questions asked. And I asked him, how does he feel about, does he think that Bobby Light, how does he feel about Bobby Light? Because I feel like Bobby Light is at the forefront of gay hip hop. And because, you know, he's been on the Breakfast Club, he's done, freestyles and things like that. And he has his platform. And Fly Young Red said, you know, the Freaky Boys have been on the Breakfast Club. I mean, there's a lot of people that have been on the Breakfast Club. And he said, if you think that Bobby Lights is on the forefront of hip-hop, name a Bobby Lights song. Now, at that moment, bitch, I couldn't really name a Bobby Lights song. So I said, well, bitch, I don't know a Bobby Lights song. And so that's what happened. So the interview, that part of the interview got out, and Bobby Lights seen it and responded. And he said, shout out to all the gay rappers that were able to get seen on the Breakfast Club. And Fly Young Red took offense to that because he felt like Bobby Lights was implying that, girl, you've never been on the Breakfast Club. The Freaky Boys was on the Breakfast Club, and Bobby Lights has been on the Breakfast Club. So then Fly Young Red took to his Instagram and posted, what did he post? I'm not going to show this. It's probably on his page because the lady's email is actually on here. But he posted basically the Breakfast Club. One of the recruiters from the Breakfast Club was reaching out to him back in 2014 so that he can come and join onto the show the next time he's in LA. New York. So he says, I said it with no shade to the young man, but because people bragging about stuff, I could have did this in 2014. Laugh my ass off. They played my song on the Breakfast Club. Throw that boy Poom Poom in the words of Charlamagne the God. I only spoke on Bobby Lights because I was asked a question, which afterwards I stated it with no shade. And the more visible we are, we all are, we help each other. Okay, so all of that shit went out the window. Because then Bobby Lights went and posted on his page, and this is what got the tea going. And, like, sister was posting all day. Like, she was not playing. She posted, this is what Bobby Lights posted in response to Fly Young Red. There's a formula to this, baby. Yes, you made a splash, but it was a complete mockery. You can't represent the LGBTQ community without leaving a bad taste in people's mouth. I got this. Don't worry about me having a hit. I've been had that. Worry about your fan base. I'm gonna go ahead and give that round, the first round. That was a lot of cheese. That was a little shame right there. I would go give him first round about a lot. Then Fly Young Red comes back and says, PSA, you are not a rapper if nobody knows no verse or hook to none of your songs. Can somebody name me one, please? I'll wait. Then he goes, can somebody name me one? Please, just one. You got all these fans, but nobody knows your music. You are just a personality, sis. As long as we both cash and check and blah, 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 blah. So I'm going to give the second round to Fly Young Red because that was kind of a kiki too. So that was a little bit of a kiki too, no shade. So this went on all day. Somebody get Bobby Lights on the line. I don't give a fuck if you're on Instagram, where you are, I'm just shooting my shot. I want Bobby Light to call in, or I want him to come live. So, listen, they all had time today. This went back and forth and back and forth. Then Bobby Light posted, "Why you throwing shade? I'm the shade king, trying to key about a whack read. I don't play game, I get money, ho. Name ring bells, tinker bell, ho. You see me getting Disney money. Children follow because I'm buzzing, honey." And this was her video. That was cute because she clapped back with her music. No shade. She clapped back with her music. And then sister, she had just went in on a rant. She went in on a rant for like, I mean, she started giving all this, my publicist. And then Fly Young Red responds. What did he say? He says, "At the end of the day, you're running up behind straight people for acceptance. They still don't fuck with you. You think you better than me because you on a show acting out what I made a song about? What kind of taste you think you left the name out? You kissing niggas on national TV in their homes in front of their kids. Boy, please, you in the bed with niggas when you can keep the nigga from cheating on you? You think straight people going to accept any of us? They look at all of us the same. Keep chasing acceptance. Kissing niggas on TV and hate and hating on throw that boy pussy. Laugh my ass off. Your smile's not matching your handshake." I don't know how I felt about that one. The only thing about that one is like, well, girl, I mean, how did you take that? So what do you, like, what was the tea like, bro? We can't kiss people? Like, are we freaks if we kiss them people? One, maybe I missed it. Like, it was kind of like a gay thing, like you a fag. Like, but girl, it's kind of like we're all fags at the end of the day. You know? We all want to kiss a man on TV in public. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. I could feel that, you know, everybody was starting to get upset. Well, Flyer Red was really starting to get upset. I could see it in his post. Then Bobby Light post. "Bitch, you want me to say it? Your song was trash, okay? Pure trash. The video was better than the song. At the end of the day, at the end of the fucking day, I'm your daddy. You're my son." Girl, listen. Then she said, "Life's Mafia attack." And then Fly Young Red says, this went back and forth. Fly Young Red says, this is what kind of threw me. I was like, okay, bitch, this is going way too far. "Your pussy must be trash because you got cheated on national TV. Throw that boy pussy away. Bobby Light, so you're not... So not only are you a fag in the straight people's eyes, you a fag that nobody wants. Yikes." Girl, wait. Girl, when they start throwing it, bitch, she must have got heated, bitch, because she go call a man a fag. Why do we have to be fags? You know, when the girls start calling you fags and things, girl, they are upset. She didn't have to call that angel fag, bitch. Girl. But listen. This, and so, right. So then Fly Young Red, then Bobby Light posts again. He posts again. Let me tell you, Bobby Light's post again. Like, she's been posting all day. Bobby Light then posted, "This bitch done tagged me a million times. Never would I ever give you a shout out for free. Stay mad. Stop tagging me. Ooh, your mouth is intense and disturbing. Yuck. So, bitch, that went on today. So, girl, my whole thing is this. We should all be able to get along. That's my whole thought process. Why can't we get along? Why does there only have to be one gay rapper? Why can't there be many? Do you think Fly Young Red was in the wrong? Do you think Bobby Lights was in the wrong? This is an interactive conversation. I'm giving y'all what happened. So now I need you to call in and give me feedback. The number is 563-999-3658. I want to know. And who has the better bars? Oh, you know what? Should I play that? Let's do an experiment. Let's do an experiment. Let's see who has the better bars. And you tell me. Let me find the Instagram. Let me find the Instagram. You know what? I could just, fuck it, I can play it on here. Let me see if I can go to YouTube real quick and see if I can pull up Bobby Lights freestyle. Let me see if I can get the Bobby Lights freestyle on here. Breakfast Club free. Okay, now you tell me. Oh, that was Bobby. This is Fly Young Red. So, they're talking about who in the comments? What are they saying about Candy? Candy has bars, and I told Fly Young Red that too. See, here's the thing. He's my friend, but I have to be real with him. Candy has bars. I like Bobby Lights too, but I think Bobby Lights has that personality that you love. And I like Bobby Lights. I think that Bobby Lights doesn't not. First of all, let me take this out. I think Bobby Lights doesn't like me. But I think that's because I'm always attached to somebody that ends up not liking him. But Fly Young Red did his thing on that. I cannot. My two favorite rappers, I will say, I like Bobby. I mean, I like Bobby Lights too. I'm not gonna shit on Bobby Lights. I like Bobby Lights. Okay, so let me take some calls. 903-4292. You're live on the air.
Okay. Where is Fly Young Red even from? Do anybody even know where he's from? He from New Orleans.
Yeah.
2014 music. All right. I mean, his freestyle was better, but he's so like, oh, news. And Bobby is a fresh face, and everybody really gravitating towards him because of Trina. And I mean, like, I'm not just going to say just because he's Trina cousin, he popping. But that kind of is the case. But anyway, Bobby freestyle was trash. Fly Young Red freestyle was better, but both of them, like, I don't see them going nowhere.
Oh.
I mean, I really don't see them going nowhere. I don't see them going nowhere.
Why not?
I mean, Bobby got potential, but Fly Young Red, he just needs to not. I feel like he's just, like, on his coattail.
Wow.
So he's trying to come up off of him. He's trying to come back out, you know.
So you feel like he's,
you get what I'm saying?
He's like locked. Yeah. So you, well, the thing is, as an artist, sometimes you need to go back in and work on your craft. So you feel like Fly Young Red is just kind of like 2014.
Yes, I mean, because that song really, it just, to me, I feel like it just circulated in Texas. For what it was.
The shades are curly. All right, thank you, caller.
Alrighty.
Okay, 773-8742. You're live on the air.
Hey, Abai. Listen, I am enjoying this Flyer Red versus, you know, Bobby Lights beef, but let's just keep it real. Bobby Lights have corporate backing. Flyer Red is trash. Flyer Red is suffering from delusion. 2014, he came out. He was hot. The door was open. The door is closed. It's closed. Look how he dressed. He's dusty. He looks stale. His music, like, let's keep it real, Ahmad. Let's stop. The Freaky Boys catalog, they have a music catalog. Both of them is not great. I don't pick one over the other. I pick the Freaky Boys because they actually have a catalog. But Flyer Red have nothing. Tell me one song that was original. All of his music is remixes. So for him to say in your interview, I got all these fans, I got all this attention, and the venue before, it was very small, it wasn't a lot of people, I was worried, nobody was into it, and he was performing, Throw That Boy Pussy, that song came and went, the girls was over it. What are you doing now, Flyer Red? He's not doing absolutely nothing. His dressing, is he still dressing like he's in 2000?
We get it. You don't like him.
I don't like his artistic ways. Like, let's keep it clear. You asked him, when is your album coming out? That man said, my album coming out in September and my birthday. 2014 came away. You mean to tell me 15, 16, 17, 18. 4 years later, we're going to get a Flyer Red album. It's going to be a mixtape or an album. That's the question.
Okay. Well, listen. I was there at the performance. I think the performance was solid. It was good. I liked the performance. I think he did good at the performance. I'm not going to lie. He did good at the performance. But here's the thing. Whether it's big or small, the fact that he was able to perform in San Francisco was still a big thing.
But where's your new music? Okay, Abai, if this was Lil' Kim, you would be reading her for filth. See, why are we giving gays a pass because they're gay? We got to keep it real, Abai. He don't have nothing coming.
I said in the interaction with him and Bobby Light, he seemed a little pressed.
He needs to press his shirt because that shirt was kind of wrinkled. I mean, like,
okay,
come on, like.
Thank you. Go ahead. The number is 563.
I just
want to
say.
Well, we're going to let you talk until somebody call in. So 563.
I want to say this.
Okay. 36. Okay, go ahead.
But let's give credit where credit is due. It was the Freaky Boys that opened the door up for Bobby Light. And for Flyer Red. When Flyer Red opened him up, he was very nasty. He didn't want to call me. He said, fuck you, Wally. Fuck this person. Fuck the freaking. But he was just he was shitting on everybody because he thought, I'm going to be that bitch. And at one point, we all thought that. But then one day, we said, okay, when your album come out, remix after remix, then this bitch thought he was the top. Then now, everybody on the Breakfast Club, the Freaky Boys, Bobby Light, and then this nigga gonna post, oh yeah, I was offered to go, but they weren't flying, they weren't paying for no nigga flight, so you couldn't afford to get on a flight to go on the Breakfast Club? Like, nigga, come on. That's my point. Flyer Red need a team. He need a fashion team, makeup team, plastic surgery team. He need a team. He's doing it by himself.
Thank you, caller. Thank you. We have another caller. You're wearing it out. Thank you. Hold on. Okay, 210-5571. You're live on the air.
Thank you, caller. Thank you. We have another caller. You're wearing it.
210. They just hung up. Well, is anybody going to call? Okay, so here's the thing, though. It sounds like the last caller had a little bias towards the Freaky Boys. Let's not be biased. But at the same time, let's just give credit where credit is due to everybody. Flyer Red is good. Bobby Lights is good. Here's the thing, though. I think we just have to realize when it's our moment, let's capitalize off that moment. bitch, let's not be mad at a girl because it's her moment, and it may not be your moment. You just have to create your moment and whatever. But I feel like they're all great. I feel like they're all great artists. I think they're all great artists. Does anybody else want to call in? If not, I really would like Bobby Lights to call in. Because here's the thing. I like the way Bobby Lights is moving. He's capitalizing off of his time. It's not to discredit the Fly Young Red right now, because his time will come too. He just has to work. But right now, it's a Bobby Lights time. Let him have the moment. Work together. Do a song together. Do not beef. And if you are going to beef, make sure you got some shit to back it up with. That should be my whole thing. Don't beef if you can't post your music, because especially if a bitch is able to post music videos and things like that, then you need to be able to wear it out back. You know what I mean? Let's go music video for music video. Let's go song for song, bitch, because especially if they have a bigger platform than you, they'll always be able to do that trump card like, oh, bitch, get your followers up. But, bitch, if you can post music video for music video, bitch, the bars will speak. Fuck the followers. Let's go song for song. Song for song, bitch. No sense in battling, bitch, if you don't have no music to put out. 773-874. Here you go again, girl. What's the key?
You said go song for song. Okay. Fly Young Red can't go song for song. He ain't got no shit. He don't have nothing new. And when you poke at him, he don't have a new video coming out. Bobby Lights got a new video coming out.
I've heard three new songs. They're good. And they're
for who? For Fly Young Red? But that's the point. You heard it, but the world haven't. Only thing we're hearing is something that's stuck in 2014. Bobby Lights got a point. He got new shit coming out. He's doing it. He's doing it right. Fly Young Red is still stuck. Go to his Facebook page, y'all. Y'all will still see him stuck in 2014, the ugly-ass pictures. Like, who's control? Like, nothing current. What is he doing today? Shit. Absolutely nothing. He's not doing anything. He's not booked at Dallas. He's not booked at Chicago. He just randomly got booked at San Francisco at a small venue. Five people was in the building. Shout out to those five people. But what are you doing now? Absolutely nothing.
Do you just
what is
like
your music catalog? Let me tell you something. If you're talking about an artist and you talking about they're all great, that's an inaccurate statement. The Freaky Boys is great. They got a song, Bounce, Jocking Them, Make It Hot, None, Hell No, Nigga, One Life to Live, Vibrant, Watch This, Savage. So many songs.
I don't know, but let's be clear, though. Are the Freaky Boys making any music? Because they ain't making no music.
Yes.
They
released a EP last year, and they did a song, Hell No, Nigga. They just released, and they just had a video that came out a year ago, Make It Hot. They just released their EP. They have an album that will be dropping. Pierre is working with TV Network.
And if you really want to I don't feel like the Freaky Boys capitalized to their extent that they were supposed to. They were on the Breakfast Club. They just moved to L.A.? They didn't
talk a lot. Can I please? I have to keep it real about the Freaky Boys. They performed across the country. They even performed in Korea. I think it was North Korea. One of those Koreas, they performed there. They performed in L.A. Pierre just celebrated his birthday with Brandon Anthony in L.A. They laid a red carpet off for the Freaky Boys. The Freaky Boys have done a lot. Now, granted, I agree with you. They need to do more. But, baby, out of the 7 years they've been in the game, they have a music catalog. Can any of those, or can Bobby Light say that? No. Can Fly Your Red say that? No. Case the Killer can say that.
Somebody said Lorraine dropped last year or a few months ago. Let me tell you about something about Lorraine. Now, a lot of people may not agree with this, but I feel like in the Lorraine incident, that shouldn't have been a project that Fly Young Red released. I know that it was dear to his heart, but Lorraine, it just wasn't the timing for Lorraine. I think he needed to drop something a little bit. We didn't need a message record. We needed a record that was like, okay, We want to listen to this in the club. We want to go out. We want to get turned up. But we want to also hear some bars. You know what I mean? We didn't want the typical let me go viral video, but we didn't need this, oh, my God, feel bad for this certain demographic in the community. Like, it was just, it was too much. You know what I mean? I don't feel like.
Right, right.
Like it was supposed to. And I told him this. I told him this to his face. It, you know, when he was here with me, I told him, like, because we talked about it. And we talked about, you know, because I didn't really promote Lorraine. He told me about another entity that was willing to promote Lorraine and share Lorraine and do these things. But at that time, I personally didn't feel like, and from a business standpoint, Lorraine was a marketable record at the time. Now, I'm not saying I'm this big wig, but I just feel like Lorraine wasn't what the people needed from him with such a long time of not having any music.
I agree. It is because he's not consistent. See, people think, hey, well, you hating on Flying Red. I'm not hating. I'm criticizing him because I wanted him to win. But he don't want to win.
But at the same time, this is very true. I can honestly say, although I like Bobby Light, I do not know a Bobby Light song off the top of my head. Do you?
I know you don't. I don't either, but Bobby Lights is in the business, meaning that, okay, he's a personality. I didn't put him. He's not my number. He's not in my top five. He's not. I'm just saying he won in this beef. Both of them musically can sit out because they're not there yet. Musically-wise, both of them can sit out. They shouldn't be in the conversation. The people that should be in the conversation is Taste the Killer, is Pretty Boy Rich, is Flyer, the Freaky Boys, Damian Carr, there's so many other, Brian the Rapper, the list goes on and on and on. Earth Tone, I mean, Bugs, there's just so many people that I can name on the East actually doing it that have projects out, but not people, even the artist doesn't keep it real. Let's go, and Puta Cana, you got the Color Block Music Festival that's in Puta Cana, and guess who's performing? Sonny Gobain, and the Freaky Boys, and so many other people, but Flyin' Red not performing because they say he don't have nothing current. So they have music festivals coming out that's coming up in May 27th. That's Flyin' Red doing. He performed this in front of five people. That's sad and pathetic. I just think Flyin' Red need to take this L and just be like, bruh, where your music at? Where that album at, bruh? What's your lead single? I guarantee it's a remix. It's a remix. I can guarantee you that. No original music.
Wow. Okay, so if anybody else would like to call in, the lines are open. So this is what has been given. So if you are Team Bobby Lights, I like music. And listen, let me say this. I like music. And I like artists. I sit and I study this shit. Y'all know I would like to work. So I'm not picking any side. I don't like, I'm neutral. I'm the media. So if I say something against Flyin' Red that you may not agree with, I don't give a fuck. If I say something about Bobby Light that you don't agree with, I don't give a fuck. Like, they're artists. They put their shit out there for people to critique. It is what it is. I like them both. It is what it is. So my opinion is just my opinion. Candy is a great rapper. I am J. Will. I like the way he raps. Cakes the Killer. I like Cakes the Killer. I think Cakes the Killer is a dope rapper, but I don't feel like he's a hip hop rapper. I feel like I've seen Cakes the Killer perform. He seems more like poppy or EDM-ish or, you know, more techno-ish. So it is what it is, you guys. Does anybody else want to call? I think the thing is with Flyin' Red, like, he has the sound. Here's the thing. The gay artist is going to not necessarily have to talk about popping ass and getting fucked in the booty. We're going to need the gay artist to really go out and give bars on a real beat and not be gay first, spit straight bars, and, like, almost in a way to where it's like, I've challenged any rap nigga out. It's a challenge. I want to rap. It is what it is. But if you come in, I'm the gay rapper. No. You need to consider yourself the best rapper. Don't be the gay rapper. Be the rapper. So that's how I feel like the gay artist is going to happen. But here's the thing. A gay artist is going to chart very soon. Mark my words. A gay artist is coming. It is time for a gay artist to pop. So it's a race. And I feel like Bobby feels it. I am J. Will feels it. going to get you that spot. Bobby Light saying fucked in the booty is not going to get you that spot. It's going to be undeniable bars. You're going to have to make a good, solid record played on the radio that can be played at straight parties, cause, like women, straight men, everybody can listen to. And it needs to be good. A lot of gay people think because they're gay and they want to be an artist that people should say, oh, we're going to support you, want to support you. No. There's a lot of these gay people that want to do music that are very lackluster. Very lackluster. Very lackluster. Okay, so we got a caller. 214-5978, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Hello? Yeah. Caller, I'm about to hang up on you.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
What? He can hear me, but he can't hear me. Now, if this person can hear me, I can hang up on you. Hello, can you hear me, caller? Because you didn't call.
Of course I can hear you. I'm good.
I'm about to hang up on this man because he can't hear me. 214, your time is up. Good day.
Yes, God.
Next caller. Anybody else would like to talk? Anybody would like to join the line? Send me a request. We're talking about hip-hop, the gay artist. So, what's the tea? What's the tea? Call in. The number is 563-999-3658. We're talking about Bobby Light, Sly Young Red. We're talking about gay rappers, the gay artists in hip-hop. Somebody said, I'm the T. Well, listen, if you think you got bars, let's get a freestyle going. If you a gay rapper and you feel like you got what it takes, you feel like you better than Sly Young Red. You feel like you better than Bobby Light. Let's get a freestyle going right now. Pay it. You think you're the tea? Let's get a freestyle going. I'm here for the shit. I'm here for the shit! Stuff messing up?
Hey, what's up, man? How
you doing? Hold on. Hold on.
Hey,
what's up? You
have to tell me stuff like that.
Okay, can you guys not see me? Should I bring this back? Let me bring it back. Hold on, Carl.
When I tried to add that boy, I started doing that. Give me 1 second, callers.
Oh, God, it's so good. Hello. I can't really hear you, but I don't know if it's not connected. Like your audio is not connected on here. So I don't know what's going on. There we go. I can hear you now. I can hear you now. Hello?
Yeah,
there you go.
On the
God is good.
We're on these rappers.
I've been hitting up the rapper. See, this is why people are not going to be famous. If Amon Wiggins give y'all a chance, Aki Bell, he's giving you a chance. Double X Ready, he's giving you a chance. All you rappers that's been knocking at his door, he's giving you guys a chance. And y'all sit here and don't want to do shit. Y'all going to be the same guys that's not going to never make it. Fly Yo Red, you're not doing nothing. You're in New Orleans. You just, okay, girl, come on here and rap. Like, where are these people? When the door is open, take it. Take this chance. Take this chance. And Bobby Lights, you need to take this chance, too. I would love to hear Bobby Lights. I would love to hear. I would love to hear.
Some people, here's what I learned. Bitch, you know, I got to have my shady moment. Some people, girl, they don't want to come on because they want to see, they want to watch, but they want to see how many views and likes and shares it's going to
be. And they watch it. See?
No. But they want to see all that before they jump on. But, bitch, in one day, let's be very clear, bitch, I've made it hot. Hotter than any bitch.
Yes, you did.
So,
yes, you did. You drove the conversation.
I have nothing for those girls because you want to sit back and look at me, and if you don't feel like it's 5,000 people watching, you're not going to say that to a girl. You slick watching on the side.
And you know what? Somebody said the Freaky Boys ain't here either, but we're not. I'm talking about people that need some clout, like Double X Rated, you know, Aki Bell, all you rappers that's out here. I can't even name you guys because I really don't know you, but this is your chance, and they're watching. Get on here and rap. If you can sing, get on here. If you're a singer, get on here and sing. I can sing, but, you know, I'm not an artist, so if any...
Girl, I'm not...
Oh, yeah, get the... Yes, get the private. That. Yes, get aboard. That could be Bobby Light.
I'm not going to call. Private.
Hello?
Yeah.
I just wanted to say something on the Fly Red situation.
Okay, go ahead, my love.
I think he's a one-hit wonder.
Wait, turn me down in the background and say that one more time.
I think Fly Young Red is a one-hit wonder.
So you feel like Fly Young Red is a one-hit wonder. Why?
He only has that one hit.
Okay. Okay. Well, that one, okay.
Hello?
Well, okay. When you put it like that.
Hello?
Girl. Yeah, okay. Girl, I wasn't reading this so literal, girl. So you think he's a one-hit wonder because he only had one hit?
He only had that one good song. All the rest of this stuff is trash.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes. So do anybody like Fly Young Red that's on the show?
Is that Iowa in the background?
Oh, Wiley, yes.
Oh, he's still your co-host?
Yeah, so where are you calling? Well, he's not my co-host. He's just calling in.
I'm calling from D.C.
Okay, D.C. So do you like Bobby Light?
He's trash, too.
Okay. Do you rap?
No, I don't.
So who do you like?
Kaya.
Okay. Is she a one hit wonder?
No, she has several hits.
Okay. Just asking. But thank you, my love.
Hello?
Yes. Thank you, God. Y'all are crazy. I can't. Who do you like? Kaya? Somebody gonna say if Flyer Red look like Kaya, I don't want him. Don't look like Kaya. Y'all not gonna do this on my time right now, dude. Like, why y'all want to do this right now? Ooh, okay. Well, the night is over, okay? You guys have carried on my time. You guys have given a lot. And if there's no other callers, I want to thank you guys for calling in. Because we sure got things to do. I'm not going to sit up all night and play with you all because y'all must be asleep. I'm going to do one more last run through. 563-999-3658. If you want to call in, now is the time. Because, bitch, this ain't about me. Let me see. Okay, private caller. Hello?
Hello?
Right. Hello?
How you doing, ma'am?
What do you got to say? Okay. I can't anymore with her. She's draining my battery. So, I'm about to get up out of here. I'm going to let you say one more thing, Wiley, before I let you go.
I love the fact that you discuss openly gay artists. I love the fact. I brought the conversation up. I hope and pray that we continue this conversation in the daytime, in the daylight. We keep it going. Shout out to Bobby Lights. I wish him nothing but success. But the door is still open for that artist. And Bobby Lights, I don't see him being that one because he's too feminine. We need a masculine artist to do that. And Bobby Lyson is not the one. I thought Fly Young Red was masculine, but I'm hearing that he's the bottom. So I don't think he lost that. So I really don't know who he got. I thought it was going to be the Freaky Boys. They kind of like taking a nap. So, but we need that artist that's going to do it. Correct me or wrong, they got to be masculine. Maybe a little light, Fly Young Red
okay.
skin complexion.
No. Thank you. Good night. I'm not doing it tonight, Bobby. I'm done. I'm done. The show's over.